All right. I want to continue our movie conversation here a little bit. Not
by the way, Trav, never been prouder of you. Mason and I have had this argument for years and years. Mason and Dave Singer think Field of Dreams is great.
I love Field of Dreams.
It is the worst freaking movie ever. I'm with you and Lindsay. Put me on the rowboat with you and Lindsay.
By the way, you're totally allowed to like both movies. I assume you're talking about Bull Durham, which is, for me...
So today is weird. Like four different very famous baseball movies came out today.
Mm-hmm. It
was
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
Yep.
Bad News Bears.
Yep.
Benchwarmers.
Major League.
Wow.
And Benchwarmers.
Okay.
Right. Have you seen Benchwarmers?
I don't think I have.
So it's Rob Schneider. It's
all of Adam Sandler's friends getting a paycheck.
Yes.
You lost me at Rob Schneider.
He's an adult playing.
By the way, he will
baseball,
just that one line.
It's hilarious.
He will come back. He's coming at you now.
Oh,
he's
Rob Schneider.
Yeah, he's most defensive people.
Come on, Rob, come at me.
It's a very funny movie. It's silly and goofy, but it's very funny. So anyway, all these baseball movies came out on this day, and we got into the conversation about our favorite baseball movies.
Yes,
my favorite baseball movie is Bull Durham because I think it's most representative of what professional non-major league baseball is about. There's jealousy, there's backbiting, there's really dumb guys.
By the way, Trav, we have Greg Bergman as our producer, so we can't have any guests. But I can get you to Ron Shelton.
Oh.
I've become friends with his nephew, Ben, who's a filmmaker himself.
Sure.
And he can get you guys, Ron. I've met Ron several times.
Also made White Man Can't Jump.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup, another one, yeah.
Cobb, not
that
as
up.
Good.
Cobb. Hook that up.
But if you want to have Ron on, he'll talk to you. And he's such a good interview, and he's a really smart guy.
And let me just say, don't disagree with anything you said. It is the most representative, having worked in the minor leagues, that is what minor league baseball is.
Couldn't agree more.
Top to bottom.
And I don't like Field of Dreams, not because of the baseballness of it all. I just find it so
it's completely implausible. By the way,
a lot of movies are implausible. That doesn't make them bad.
I agree, but this is so aggressively trying to get you in your own feels. I'm okay with getting in your feels. Like, for instance, The Sandlot came out on this day.
Yeah.
Sandlot is wonderfully nostalgic and sweet.
It's great.
And funny. It makes you feel like you felt when you were 12 playing baseball.
Right.
Makes you feel like you watch when your own kids play baseball.
Sure.
Like it hits all the right notes and you get really good feelings, warm fuzzies.
But for me, Field of Dreams and The Natural.
Natural's great. We didn't mention
Natural.
Yeah, we did mention
the
that.
Sort of mystical quality of baseball, which I like.
I do too, Mace, and I love The Natural. I think The Natural is a great movie, and that gets you in the feels, I think, in a much more effective way.
But again, not realistic. I mean, the lights don't explode when you hit a ball up there.
They do if you use Wonder Boy for a bat.
Exactly.
I was more of a Savoy special guy, but that mystical baseball movie hits me better than... I get it. You and your dad don't get along. We're going to plow the corn under? What are we doing here?
No,
I'm in with you, Mace.
I mean, you have to suspend your disbelief at some point and say, all right, I'm going to buy into the whole Archie Moonlight Graham. I mean, come on. James Earl Jones.
I like baseball. James Earl Jones.
Baseball.
Frank Wally is Moonlight Graham, right? And Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster.
You got them both.
Because the young... Frank Wally does not strike me as a major league caliber baseball
Again, suspend your disbelief, dude.
I'm trying.
No, Trav, so with you on this.
Yeah.
What's your favorite baseball movie?
To like both of them.
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, The Natural worked for me, and Bull Durham and Field of Dreams did not.
Yeah, you
me
have
too.
No heart.
Mace, I saw Air yesterday.
By the way, Emily, you'd be proud of me. I cry at movies. I cry. I'll admit to crying at almost anything. I cried at the movie Up. That's how sad I am.
Yeah, a lot of people.
When his wife died in the beginning.
That's terribly sad.
I think you're,
Trav, it's a cartoon.
I cried at a cartoon. I don't think you have a heart if you don't cry at the beginning.
He cried in Old School when Blue passed away.
I did.
It's a story about... It's this man loses his wife that he's loved for 80 years. That's sad.
And it's in this little movie. It's very sad.
I cried at the end of League of Their Own. Which, you guys know Mason's in that movie?
Yeah,
I did.
Angry Fan
I
number
did
three.
Know that.
But
I know
at
that.
The end, when she sees
it's
her sister
movie.
At the Hall of Fame thing,
mm-hmm.
and she sees her from across the room, and they, have, you know, they've been estranged,
yep.
and they connect. On the other time, when Lori Petty is saying to Gina Davis, like, Gina Davis says, "When am I going to see you?" And she goes, "You want to see me?" And she goes, "Yeah. How many sisters do you think I have?"
Yeah.
And I just lost it. Yeah. But Field of Dreams. I sobbed
with you.
Half an hour into it, I went, this is the dumbest premise ever.
You had a great relationship with your father.
Yeah.
You, I'm assuming, had a great
relationship. So maybe, you may be onto something here.
I had a terrible relationship with my father. And the idea of my father saying, "Do you want to have a catch?" was actually really powerful to me.
Trav, would you like to play catch?
Right. If you and I are going to go out, if we're at a barbecue and we're going to go and we see two gloves and a ball over
there. Let's go play catch.
Yeah. We don't have a catch. No, who wrote this?
I think it has to do with, I had a really difficult relationship with my dad.
You might be onto here, because that I have, my dad is my favorite person in the whole world.
Yeah. My dad was the biggest pain in the ass of my life. It really was. Just
but has
nonstop.
Provided us with endless radio stories.
Long, great stories, yeah.
And like, I never get tired of them, ever. They're all great.
He was such a goofball.
Yeah. You got it. Okay.
Pain in the ass.
Mace gets mad at me because I make him tell the story all the time. But you got to tell the Daryl Strawberry story real quick.
Okay. So my dad, as a grown-up human being, goes to ballparks and was in Pittsburgh and was a huge fan of the Mets and was down at the railing trying to get autographs.
So picture all these little kids, 10, 12 years old.
At this point?
My dad's
like,
you know,
60.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 50, 60, something like that. And so he's down there trying to get autographs from the Mets. And he's got
climbing over the
kids. He's got a pen. He's getting in the way. And so my dad looks down the line and says, Straw! Hey, Straw! Trying to get Daryl Strawberry's attention. Straw! Daryl Strawberry finally walks over to my dad like, I'm ready to sign. And my dad says to him, send Gooden over here. I don't have his autograph yet.
Oh, my God. And without shame.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
awesome.
Like, just there. All right.
That's amazing.
I want you guys to help me figure out something. Because there has to be something I'm not seeing here.
Mm.
I just looked at the injury reports for all the NBA teams. Because, you know, Phoenix is resting everybody. They can't move up or can't move down. If you look at the Sacramento Kings injury report, the Sacramento Kings are hosting the Warriors tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this game has meaning to Laker fans because if
Golden State loses,
that opens the door for the Lakers to get 6-0 to be in the play-in tournament.
Yep.
It appears that Sacramento is positioning itself to rest everybody tonight.
Okay.
De'Aaron Fox is on the injury report. Domantas Sabonis, who had a triple-double two nights ago, has some mystery injury. Keegan Murray, who'll be first-team all-rookie. The only guy that's not on there is Harrison Barnes because he plays in every game. He's played in 80. I think he wants to play in 82. Why would you, if you are Sacramento, and again, they haven't done this yet. They just seem to be positioning themselves to do it. Why would you choose to play the Warriors, number one? They could play the Warriors or the Lakers. Number two, they can still catch Memphis.
They're two behind Memphis right now.
Right. Memphis plays in Milwaukee tonight.
Okay.
You know,
do they hold the tiebreaker over them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know it's a long shot, but why would you sit your guys if you're Sacramento?
Well, basically you're asking, would you rather play the Warriors or the Lakers?
Right. And they're choosing the Warriors.
Yeah. Right. I would rather play the Warriors also.
Why?
I would not want to play the Lakers.
I'd rather play the Lakers.
I would not want to play the Lakers right now.
Okay, does this matter? They played the Lakers four times this year. Sacramento won three of the four. They've played the Warriors three times, and they're 1-2.
Okay, so we looked this up.
They haven't played since November.
Correct. Yeah. All three of the games so far against Sacramento were pre-trade deadline. So not this team, not this group.
And this team post-trade deadline is, what are we saying, 16-8?
16-8 since they traded Russ.
You got one team that is playing as good as basketball as anybody in the league.
Yep.
And you're going to pick your poison anyways. I don't think if you're the Kings, you're feeling comfortable either way.
Right.
But Lakers are 16-8 since the trade deadline. That's with Bron missing 13, AD missing back-to-backs. I want to say D'Angelo maybe missed 9, something along those lines. I would personally, John, I would still play tonight if I'm the Kings.
I would too.
But even if you play your guys tonight, you can still sit everybody in the final game and for the final week if Memphis locked up whatever it was. I'd still play them.
Do you think this is an active decision that give us the Warriors? We don't want the Lakers. Is that all this is?
I think if they sit the two guys I'm concerned about are De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. Yep. They're two all-stars.
Yep.
If they sit, they're both healthy. If they sit both of them tonight, I think they are actively picking the Warriors. I don't think there's any other way to explain it.
I would do the same.
Yeah.
I would pick the Warriors.
All right, how about this one? Make sense of this one for me. If Dallas loses tonight,
this is just a total tank.
Unbelievable.
They are eliminated.
They're
from
throwing
the playoffs.
In the towel.
Mathematically,
this is embarrassing.
They just announced Kyrie Irving, Tim Hardaway, Josh Green, Maxi Kleba, Christian Wood, all
they're a
out.
Half game out of the play-in, and they're throwing in the towel like they don't even want to be in the playoffs.
Okay, how is that
playoffs?
Possible? No, how is that possible?
Okay, so here's a possible explanation for it, but even this doesn't make a ton of sense to me. They own...
Oh, this is the top 10?
Yeah. They're tied with the Bulls for the 10th best lottery odds. And they owe the New York Knicks a top 10 protected pick as final payment for...
So if they're 10, they don't have to give the pickup.
Or Kyrie. 11.
If 11, it goes to the Knicks. If it's
by
the top
winning,
10, it doesn't.
But wait a minute.
Why right? did you not want to be have a...
Top 10 protected means
there.
If it's in
why
the top
you,
10, it doesn't
why
go,
Why would you
right?
trade for Kyrie Irving?
And then
allow this... to be the difference of making it or not making it into the play.
Here's why, I think, if I'm trying to put these puzzle right. pieces together. They realize they're not going anywhere. That one extra play-in tournament game is whatever it is, right? We are not a threat to make a run in the playoffs, so therefore let pick that we get in the top 10, that we can keep, that we don't have to send to New York, is more valuable than playing one play-in game against the
OKC
Timberwolves.
Or Minnesota.
So essentially you're saying, and this makes sense now, they're tanking for the 11th pick.
For the 10th pick, because the 11th pick would go to the Knicks, right?
Right.
Yeah. They're
top 10 protected.
They need to be in the top 10 to keep their pick.
Still disagree with it.
Yeah,
still
I do too.
For one extra
wait,
play-in thing?
What about Herm Edwards? You play to win the game.
I get it. Yeah.
Hey, what did you say 2 days ago? You said, remember I was like, hey, I'd like to see Luka and Kyrie in the play-in. And you said, Al, that's dangerous.
It is
they
dangerous.
Can win a game or do
game.
Anything.
They're
I think
not
Luka
and, to win the NBA
yeah,
championship.
But I think Luka and Kyrie could make some noise. I don't think
they haven't.
Yeah, but I
they haven't, and I don't think they will. I
and
don't
it's
think
not like they played
no,
five games.
I think they could win. I think they could win the play-in tournament.
Maybe. I don't disagree with that, but the what the Mavericks have put out there does not work. The Kyrie Luka Mavericks experiment does not
work. According to Mark Cuban, he's going to be bring it back, run it back.
Defensive stops are at a premium right now, and honestly, they don't get them.
Is there any part of you guys? I almost think that if you start doing this, if you start messing with the basketball gods by losing on purpose, tanking games, that it's going to come back to bite you.
Although in the case of Sacramento, let's rest our guys before the playoffs.
Okay.
I don't think that's necessarily tempting the gods. We're assuming, well, what that means is they want Golden State. No, maybe it's just like we want Sabonis and Fox to have a little
catch
bit more
gonna
time.
Have
well, you know,
days.
They get a week.
Yeah,
but let's
they don't
take
play
advantage
them in
of this.
The final game,
the
too.
Same way, yeah. The same way Phoenix. Let's give KD and Ayton and Chris Paul and those guys a night off. Devin Booker.
Because what Phoenix could do if they played everybody, they could really hurt the Lakers, right? If they were to beat the Lakers at Crypto, and Pelicans, I think, have the same record.
Yeah,
Minnesota has the tiebreaker. They could hurt the Lakers by saying we're not playing anybody is a big advantage. Big advantage for the Lake Show.
I got one more quick one before I duck out. John, I'm hitting you with this because you're the other golf person in the room right now. Sam Bennett is an amateur.
Right. I was telling Mace this story yesterday.
It's a wonderful story. He lost his dad recently.
How's he doing today?
He is tied for third place.
Yes, third place.
He's 8 under
and
par.
He's 68.
He's done for the day. Wow. He's 8 under. He's in the mix. He's going to be in one of the final groups heading out on Saturday.
Has an amateur
probably
ever
playing,
won the Masters?
Not in a million trillion
I don't think an amateur's ever won a major, right?
What does he shoot tomorrow? When all of a sudden it's, hey,
pressure
you're in the
starts
final
kicking
group,
in.
He's going to be playing with Morikawa or Rahm or one of these guys.
My guess
one of the
is
best players
Trav,
in the world.
I know you can't see it.
Is that a golf bag rolling?
Yeah,
it's a golf
right
bag.
Now, the weather looks like it is about to just
dump.
Explode.
Yeah.
So he may not have to play tomorrow.
Okay, but when they get back out there.
Yeah.
And
I would guess 75. Yeah. I don't think he'll shoot 80. But 75 probably.
Yeah, it's such a great story. I'm rooting for him. But we've seen this 100 times where the guy who is this guy? You start looking up and then boom,
yep,
it's a million and one, and he's not even on TV.
If he were to win it,
oh my god!
If an amateur to win would win a major, what is the equivalent of that? A rookie winning MVP in the NBA
or Magic
like
and.
Yeah. something like
that. Yeah, 1980. It'd be. Yeah.
But that's not even because at least as a rookie even in the more, NBA, I think it's you're even a pro. More,
right.
Yeah, you're a pro. This guy
and
is weird.
And everyone
pro.
Knew Magic.
The weirdest thing is, yeah. I think, I'll have to look it up. Somebody will look it up and tweet it to me. I think you get over $2 million for winning the Masters.
Oh,
if
yeah,
he
sure.
were to win, he gets zero.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? Can yeah. he just say, all right, I'm
or could he forfeit his
now?
Amateur status like on the 18th green after it's over?
I'm a pro! Yeah.
Then
can
tap
you
it
give
in.
Me the check?
Wait a minute. Can you do it mid-tournament
I don't
like
know.
That? I don't think you can. I think you have to either declare, because the way he got in
is as
is
an amateur.
Is an
the
amateur.
U.S. amateur champion.
Right. You should declare
maybe,
right now because he's going to be in the money.
Guys, got an announcement to make. I'm a pro and write my name on that check.
Keep getting them checks.
That's absolutely. Super Crosstalks powered by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about. Enjoy the weekend. See you tomorrow.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
I guess these guys had a whole debate about baseball.
It Friday.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how I don't like the movie Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Eddie Carrillo. Ireland saying Field of Dreams is too improbable and corny. The guy who only watches trash TV and Hallmark Channel movies.
Very good point.
Eddie,
fair point.
All Hallmark Channel movies are honest.
Are unrealistic.
Not true.
Unrealistic.
Are you saying that the couple that never even gets naked and just has one kiss does not live happily ever after?
Correct. They do not live happily
I disagree.
Ever after. Chat fight.
This place is falling apart. I can't get my sound thing to work.
Yeah, I've got, I agree. I think we should cancel
the show. This
thing
over here is the plug is broken, then that thing, and I got to plug in here.
What did you do to the plug?
It doesn't work. There's
what do you
no
mean it
plug
doesn't work?
Thing.
He broke it.
How did you break it? Why? It's,
somebody broke
Travis
it.
Travis was sitting there all day today, and there was no issue.
Let's get on with the proceedings. All right, so, tonight, Lakers at home. They're setting up outside. There's going to be like basketball shooting and all this, and nobody is going to play for Phoenix.
Yep, no Kevin Durant, no DeAndre Ayton, no Devin Booker, no Chris Paul. And you know what I say to that?
What?
No problem.
No problem.
I'm only interested in my own well-being. And I don't want to get on a plane and fly for one game to Minnesota or one game to New Orleans, which is what will happen if the Lakers lose one of these last two games. Now, just because these guys are trying to hand the game to us doesn't mean we will take it. Did you watch any of the TNT game last night?
No, not a minute.
Denver playing at Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay. Denver announces right before the game, all five starters out. No Jamal Murray, no Nikola Jokic, no Michael Porter Jr., no KCP.
They've locked up the one, right?
Yeah. It came down to the last 2 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And Phoenix played everybody. Played Durant, CP, Ayton. So it doesn't guarantee, but I like the Lakers' chances tonight now.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to settle into the idea that we're going to be in the play-in and be the seven.
Seven, play Memphis in the first round.
Yeah,
that's what it
feels
like to me.
If Sacramento has an about face and actually plays their guys tonight, they could beat the Warriors. They're a terrible road team,
right? Right.
But I'm not counting on it.
But isn't? Do we all agree that's the likely scenario? Is get the seven, play Tuesday night.
It would be
night
Tuesday night here, probably against New Orleans,
and then play Memphis in the first round
if you win. Yes. Now, if you lose, then you've got to play another play-in game on Friday against the winner of OKC in Minnesota. Now that Dallas has decided to just wave
Nail it
a
in.
White flag.
What the hell? Yeah.
And then that you would also get that game at Crypto.
And Zion definitely out for any play-in game on Tuesday.
They issued this really vague, dumb statement that was really a waste of electronic space, saying that there is no change in his status, and they'll update us when he gets better. And
I actually think they did update it and say he's out for any play-in tournament game.
I know that's what Shams and some other people are speculating, but their statement was so non-committal to anything. It was just a complete waste of time. But let's take these things one step at a time. Bergman, you're going tonight, right?
I am going tonight. I'm not very happy about it anymore.
Yeah, no, that's a good night to
okay,
go.
Okay, so you mentioned that one of the reasons you wanted to go is you've never seen Kevin Durant
not
play in person.
Not one time in my life, and I was really excited to see him.
Do you guys realize the last time LeBron James and Kevin Durant were on the same court at the same time playing? There have been a lot of games where they've been out, but
finals.
Playing against each other, 2019 finals.
Wow.
When Durant
2019 finals.
Yeah, either LeBron or KD has sat out every matchup since then, whether it be against Brooklyn or Phoenix or, you know, in KD's case, against the Lakers.
See, I don't know if you can't even call this really, I mean, it's not really load management. It's just like, let's not get hurt before the playoffs
start.
Yeah, it's
just weird.
Yeah. So we got that going on. Dodgers last night, Dustin May. How good is that guy? Damn. I mean, there's like all sorts of video clips of him and his 100-mile-an-hour sinker, and he's getting big sweep on his breaking ball.
All right, let me ask you guys about
just
something.
Ridiculous.
19 inches of run.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you guys something. We've all heard, and we've talked about it on the air. I'm sure, Greg, you've talked about it on the dance party hoedown on your phone.
It's called the Blue Review.
The Blue Review.
Yeah. Julio Urías is probably not going to be here next year. Do we all agree about that?
I think he made his first and last opening day start for the Dodgers
okay.
this year.
If you believe that, and you're Andrew Friedman or Dave Roberts, do you think about slowly transitioning to make Dustin May the number one starter?
Yeah, but what does that even look like?
You wait until you get a break, and you just all of a sudden you just put him at top of the rotation. He becomes your one.
But top of the rotation doesn't really matter once you get past opening day. Top of the rotation.
It means more starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it gives you the opening days or opening start of the playoffs.
And maybe that's
opening
a bad
day, idea. That's an interesting. Yeah. That's
and,
an idea.
And Greg, that isn't necessarily a bad thing, because do you want Dustin May to throw more innings? He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. Maybe you want him to throw less innings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want any of these guys to throw more than 25 starts, 22, 25 starts. I mean, Clayton Kershaw, I'd be surprised if he goes 20. He won't see 25 starts this
no,
year.
No, 20 he'll probably hit, but that would be,
I think,
you know, about the top.
21,
yeah.
Which is about right,
I mean,
think,
he's gonna
for
take,
Kershaw.
He's going to take like most of June, possibly some of July off. I mean, he's just going to take time off.
The great thing about Dustin May is the F-bomb. The great thing about it, so he leaves the game at the end of the sixth inning, and he scuffled a little bit. That was his final inning. And they zoom in on him on Spectrum Sportsnet LA, and he just drops an enormous, yells the F-bomb. Like, loud and clear.
So what?
I don't care. I think it's entertaining as hell. Because I'm wondering, like, there's no delay when you're doing a live game, right?
Right.
If the F-bomb happens,
actually,
the F-bomb happens.
Ever since Shaq swore at me, I think they do put it on a 7-second delay now. We didn't have one back then.
Yeah, last year there was one where he yelled F-word. He yelled the F-word. F. After a strikeout, he's just like, and again, I don't care. The F word doesn't bother me at all, but it's just entertaining to me that he does it.
He's so good, though. It's just fun watching him pitch, because it should be illegal the types of pitches that he throws when it's completely outside and then it goes all the way across to your knees on the other side of the plate. That's not supposed
to
happen.
The F word is not the best thing about Dustin May.
Oh no, it's entertaining. Makes it fun.
No, you know what the best thing about Dustin May is?
What?
Maybe the best hair in the history of sports.
Yeah.
Who has better hair than Dustin May?
I was reading, you know, we got Noah Syndergaard. I was reading last year they started calling him Dustin Gingergaard. Dustin Gingergaard.
Well, it doesn't exactly flow off
the
tongue.
No, it does not roll off the tongue at all. Gingergaard. Ginger Guard. Is that who we got tonight, by the way? Do we have Syndergaard tonight?
No, tonight is Kershaw and Bumgarner.
Right.
Yeah, Kershaw and Bumgarner tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, Dodgers.
Last time that happened, Trace Thompson hit 3 home runs.
That's right. That's right. Last night, I liked that all-lefty outfield that they threw out there. I like the idea of Mookie was at second, which I do think is a waste with his tools, particularly his arm.
Okay, I'm glad you brought this up. I agree with you. I hate the idea of taking Mookie Betts out of right field. If you have a gold glove right fielder, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But they have a surplus of outfielders.
Right.
None of the other guys can play in the infield, so except Chris Taylor. So I'm trying to figure out what the smarter move is. Leave Mookie in right, don't touch him. But if that means, like, I think Trace Thompson has to be in the lineup tonight because the last time he faced the Diamondbacks against Bumgarner, he had 3 home runs in 1 game.
Right.
So that means some combination of Trace, Outman, and Mookie. And if you move Mookie to the infield, then you can get Jason Hayward in there.
Tell you what. Yeah, I like last night it was 3 lefties. It was Peralta, Hayward, and Outman against a right-handed pitcher. With Mookie moving into second base. Tonight, you're right, Trace Thompson will be out there. Chris Taylor could potentially be out there tonight. You want to go surplus of right-handers.
Right.
Mookie, you have an all right-handed outfield.
The weird thing about Trace...
Outman is going to win Rookie of the Year. I think Outman's going to win Rookie of the Year.
The weird thing about Trace is that last year, I know it's only 1 year, but his splits were better against righties than they were against lefties.
Yes.
But they continue to platoon him. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Did you do a blue review today?
I did do a blue review today, and it was about Dustin May.
It was?
It was all the whole thing.
It was this you, or was Clinton there?
No, Clinton was there too.
And when do? And can I watch it now?
I don't think
busy,
it's up yet.
But
you're busy? Yeah, but you're doing a show.
Yeah.
But it's only going to be about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, yep. That's good.
Yeah.
A little bite-size piece of Dodgers insight there. All right, so once you're a cheater, John, are you always a cheater? I'll tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sup, people? It is Friday. F it Friday, as always, around here. Gonna do some lie of the day. It is Ireland's lie today.
Yeah!
Got our final 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is 1 week from today. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party, and you can get your tickets at gplb.com, gplb.com, or win by knowing Ireland's lie at 3:30 today. So I'm going on vacation this weekend, John.
Okay, where are you going?
Home. Here's what I'm going to do. Okay, I'm going to treat this like a vacation.
Okay.
I understand the Dodgers playing. I know the Lakers are playing, all that. No TV the entire weekend. No TV the entire
Please.
Weekend. I will read. I will do yoga. Mm-hmm. I will soak in the jacuzzi. I will get high. But I will do nothing technologically all weekend. So you can include me on your group text all you want. I will not be responding.
Unless you offer him a fantasy baseball trade.
No.
The last time you said this, Ramona said that 10 minutes after you claimed Zero Dark Mason, she offered you a baseball trade and you responded immediately.
This weekend, it is for real Zero Dark Mason.
Bergman, the level of confidence you have in this project is what?
Zero?
Yeah,
how
me too.
How would I even prove it?
I'm going to get somebody to offer you a fantasy baseball trade that you absolutely cannot refuse.
Yeah, there's no way to even tell if I do it or not.
But, you know,
no, I'm going to have who do I know? Give me the name of someone I know that's in your baseball
league. You've got one. First of all, we haven't had our draft yet, so we can't. We're actually not doing our draft till next week. But you can text one.
Your partner?
Yeah, my partner.
You have different teams?
No. I'm saying the fantasy baseball draft hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I'm saying one you can text at some point during the weekend to find out if I'm unplugged.
Who's in the league that you and I both know?
I'm going to say, again, we have not had our draft, so there's make a trade
but
with.
But who's in the league?
Momo's the best case.
Okay, so I'm going to have, what pick do you have in the draft?
It's an auction, so you throw out a name and you say, I'll bid this amount of money.
Enable you to do it if there's no competitive reason for you to be connected.
We're sort of between seasons. Fantasy basketball has wrapped up and fantasy baseball technically hasn't started yet. Our draft is very late.
Greg,
How are you going to talk about the two Laker games and the three Dodger games on Monday without actually watching them?
You're going to tell me about them. By the way, nobody's playing tonight for Phoenix. We're going to win. Utah, throwaway game. We're going to be the
seven.
What
about the three Dodger games?
We're going to be the seven. We're going to play Memphis in the first round. I think that's the way that's going to go. Dodgers, I'm going to have to rely on the Dodger Blue Review.
Well, you're not going to get them on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, yeah. Greg, if Saturday, what time are you going dark?
Going dark this afternoon at 4:20.
Okay. Greg, if I text him on Saturday,
okay,
and I text him this, hey, Mace, I got Ben Affleck and Matt Damon to agree to do the Culture Pop podcast together, but the window is this afternoon at 4 o'clock. They'll give you 2 hours from 4 to 6.
2 hours?
You can work at any time in there, but it's a one-time offer. Does he respond to that text?
1,000% yes.
No, I won't even see it.
Okay.
The phone is...
You would miss that?
I'm going to turn off my phone.
Okay.
You're going to turn off the phone.
My phone will be turned off this weekend. I'm telling you, it is...
Jorge, do you believe him?
Hell no, man.
you guys, why?
I don't even understand why.
Because I need a vacation.
Yeah,
And I can't take any days right now, so I need a vacation this weekend.
Yeah, you don't have very many.
So I have plenty, but I'm going to make this weekend a vacation weekend.
That's strange.
Well, screw you.
And by the way, strange and untrue.
Yeah.
Completely untrue.
Strange and real. It's not that strange. All right, so Ireland... Yeah, this week.
Wait, you had a good tease. What did you tease?
Yeah, I teased this. Okay. If you're a cheater, are you always a cheater?
Yeah, I always wonder about this.
So Fernando Tatis, who was suspended 80 games for...
Oh, I thought you meant like if you cheat on your spouse.
Oh, no, this is cheating with performance-enhancing drugs.
Okay.
So Fernando Tatis is getting ready to come back to the Padres starting lineup. So he's taken some swings at Triple-A. Hit a home run in Triple-A this week. And immediately the pitcher, Triple-A pitcher Cade McClure, said, he's cheating anyway. Now, does that follow Fernando Tatis around for the rest of his career? Like, let's say he has a Hall of Fame career.
Okay.
And he had this one performance-enhancing drug, let's call it an indiscretion, early in his career when he's like 21 years old, 22 years old. Does that get held against him forever?
Not only... does it get held against him for the remainder of his playing career? How are Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens doing trying to get into the Hall of Fame? It'll follow him around for the rest of his life, not just the rest of his career. Jose Altuve will never get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you don't think so?
Ever.
Ever, because of 2017.
Yeah. Why would you let Jose Altuve in and not let Roger Clemens in? Why would you let Jose Altuve in and not let... I don't think Carlos Correa's getting in. I don't think Alex Bregman's getting in.
So here's...
Well, what type of a double standard is that? You keep Pete Rose, Barry Bonds, Roger...
Pete Rose in a different category,
okay,
but yes.
Roger Clemens out.
Yep.
Out, and then you let the Astros in?
But don't you think... In the end, it's voters, right? Voters clearly are not voting for Bonds and Clemens and those guys. That's why they've dropped off the ballot.
Right.
In this particular case.
But the reason they've dropped off the ballot is, remember, we used to interview the late, great Frank Robinson a lot. And we would say to Frank, hey, Frank, we'd try and make the case for Barry Bonds. We'd say, you know, before these steroids were even invented, the guy was an 8-time All-Star and was had 400 home runs. That alone would get him in. If he cheats, never getting in.
Right.
That's how those guys feel. Those Astros made a conscious decision to cheat. Baseball dropped the ball, so to speak.
Yeah.
By not punishing them. Their punishment is going to be they're never getting into the Hall of Fame. Ever. None of them.
Do you think, and I do, by the way, this is my stance on this. If you acknowledge that you screwed up.
Like Andy Pettit.
If you come out and say, you know what, I did it, I'm embarrassed,
Jason
I'm
Giambi.
Ashamed, this
yeah.
is terrible. Don't you think that makes a difference?
A ton of it.
If Jose Altuve comes out at some point and says, you know what we did was disgraceful, I regret this, it was these were the worst judgments of my career, don't you think that changes the way people
Maybe.
View him?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Was David Ortiz in the Mitchell report?
Yes.
Yes. I always go back and forth on this. David,
for whatever reason, it didn't follow him around.
Yeah, it did. It didn't. You're right. David Ortiz, Mitchell report.
Because he's always been, you know, kind of a fun-loving, life-of-the-party guy. And, you know, like, Rafael Palmeiro has Hall of Fame numbers. He's never getting in.
He's never getting in, no.
And it's not anything to do with what he did on the field. It's wagging the finger.
Yeah, it's finger wagging. Exactly.
Oh, David Ortiz was not mentioned, but it was later alleged to have used performance.
Alleged is different from being in the Mitchell report.
But people also said that because Mitchell worked with the Boston Red Sox, they didn't include Manny or David Ortiz.
Still, it's still alleged.
Wait, Manny's not in the Mitchell report?
Nope, neither one of them are. Because
what did Manny get caught doing? Was it steroids or a cork bat?
He got caught steroids when he was with the Dodgers.
Right.
Okay.
It was a first offense, and I don't know if he got 20 games, something like that.
Now,
if I remember
right. If you want to have the discussion, should those guys all be out? I would let them all in. I just have a steroid winning the Hall of Fame, but I just know how that sport works.
My view is that baseball writers are a democracy. They'll vote the way they vote. I don't think there should be a ban. I think Pete Rose should be on the ballot as well. Let baseball writers, the voters, determine whether or not somebody's a Hall of Famer. As of this moment, baseball writers have decided no on this.
Yeah.
Democratically.
By the way, what do you think of the other once a cheater, always a cheater thing? If you're with somebody, you're married to somebody,
mm-hmm.
and they cheat,
yep.
will you ever trust them again?
If you're with the same person?
Yeah.
Or if it's like one relationship back. Like, for example, I am in a wholeheartedly monogamous relationship. Some of my relationships in the past, I may have strayed.
Correct.
But I changed. I don't do it anymore.
So once a cheater, always a cheater would not apply to you.
Right. Did you ever cheat on any of your girlfriends?
Previously.
You did.
Yeah, but never on Lisa.
Never on Lisa. Yeah. Never on Juan. What do you think, Bergman?
No, I think you can change. Yes, but I think that if you're in the relationship and one of them cheats, you're never going to have full trust again. You might trust them, but it's not going to be full.
Yeah, you can save the relationship.
Yes.
But you'll never really trust
them. Did you ever have an affair?
Isn't that cheating?
Well, wait, not when I was married, no.
Correct, but in the past, like I...
But like, if I'm not married, is that an affair?
Sure, if you're committed to somebody, and you start seeing somebody else on the
committed?
Side.
Isn't that what dating's for?
There you go.
Once a cheater, always a cheater?
No, I'm with the guys, you can change.
Yeah, you can evolve.
Yeah.
Yeah, people evolve.
Exactly. If I could change, and you could change...
It's a good,
that everyone can change.
Good Rocky callback. All right, we're going to do Wheel of Questions next. And we promised yesterday that we would have a 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yeah, Bergman's not happy about this.
Now, we are going to just simply open the phones at 2 o'clock, and you'll be able to call in, and we will randomly pick a line. And you will be the 2 o'clock call of the day. Now, the idea is bring it. Have something to say. Have a take and don't suck. I just invented this expression. Have a take and don't suck. And it's almost like you're grabbing a vine.
Jim Rome
and you're
was
swinging through.
Was part of that sports media conference that we were at, but I missed him. I didn't see him.
I missed him.
If you say how you doing, guys, I'm hanging up on you.
Yeah, don't say how you doing, guys. And by the way, if you need to write some notes out for yourself so that you, if you're the 2 o'clock call of the day, you got something to say. It could be any subject. It can be Lakers. It can be Dodgers. It can be once a cheater, always a cheater. It can be Fernando Tatis Jr., whatever it happens to be. 2 o'clock call of the day. And if it works, we'll do it every day.
Every day?
Every day, the 2 o'clock call of the day.
That if it works, that's a big if. Calls.
Yeah, it's a big if. All right, Wheel of Questions coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
If I can change.
Я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
Okay. Pretend for the purposes of this question that you own a professional sports team. Okay. Okay. Would you rather have really cool uniforms but a rundown stadium or a state-of-the-art stadium with really ugly uniforms?
Okay.
Bergman, which one?
State-of-the-art with a rundown uniforms.
With the ugly, you want the ugly.
You actually want
rundown. I don't even want the ugly ones. I want the rundown.
You combined the two things incorrectly, but you'd rather have the stadium than good uniforms.
Yeah, I'd rather have because if you're going to get people to come, you can get people to come with ugly uniforms. Look at the Padres. Like, you have a really nice.
Ugly uniform.
Very, very ugly uniform.
But they have a great stadium.
And they do, exactly. So you can get people to come with the stadium. The uniforms don't mean anything.
Jorge. Okay.
State-of-the-art stadium, but I'm going to fix the parking in this one. Parking in some of these stadiums.
I was going to say, Stan Kasten on line one. Yeah. Go fix the Dodger Stadium parking. Mace, you want the good stadium and ugly uniforms or great uniforms in a rundown stadium?
So my organization, John, is all about the fans. It's about the fan experience. So I want a state-of-the-art stadium and, as Bergman would say, rundown uniforms.
Yes.
Just run down.
I want there to be holes in my uniform.
Yes.
I'll be the one outlier. Okay. Because I'm a Raider fan. We have really cool uniforms, and now we have a good stadium, but for years we played in a dump.
Right.
And it didn't matter. The fans came all the time. The silver and black is iconic. You go everywhere.
You know, he makes an interesting point. We talked about fan experience, but if you want to sell a lot of merch,
right,
it's better to have cool uniforms.
And Mace, you go more than I do, so I'll put it at you. I know this is an unpopular take.
Uh-oh.
SoFi?
Yeah.
Doesn't live up to the hype.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Bad food.
I don't know anybody that has walked down to that place saying didn't live up to the hype.
So, Jorge, you agree? Right.
I do.
Bad food, bad parking, can't get in and out. Bergman, what do you think?
I like the stadium itself and how it looks. It's beautiful, but the rest of it is terrible.
What the hell is happening
here? It's terrible.
It is the greatest stadium I have ever been in.
Worst parking in Los Angeles.
I've been at Olympics opening ceremonies. I've been around the world. I've been to every major stadium in the United States. There is nothing that matches
SoFi. If we were playing word association with SoFi, the word I would use is overrated.
Oh, correct. My God. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just not the right take.
It's not the stadium itself, and it's not the Infinity Board. It's everything that comes with it. The food is terrible. The parking is the worst in Los Angeles.
I don't know how they screwed up the food as bad as they did.
Well, I'm sure food is totally fixable. I don't know. And I will completely acknowledge that where I am, the food is spectacular.
I'm
in like a cool spot, right? Because I pay extra, so the food is great. I don't know what the food is like inside the stadium.
Terrible.
But
you want chicken fingers? There's one in the parking to get it.
I went looking and I couldn't even find that place.
The parking at SoFi is no worse than it is at Dodger Stadium.
Oh no, it's
I
much
find
worse.
It to be far worse at Dodger Stadium.
No, the problem with SoFi parking is that they move everything, the entire place, into two lanes.
Right.
And that to get out, you have to follow these two lanes only, and it's impossible to get out. Hours
so
to get out of there.
I would like to say, again, I get really good food, and I get a really good parking spot.
Well, you pay for it.
Exactly. I pay for it. But there's no stadium in the world like SoFi.
Oh, sure
no,
there is.
No.
I mean, Cowboy Stadium is fantastic.
I've been to Cowboy Stadium.
I have too.
It is absolutely no match for SoFi Stadium. Jerry Jones
what are you
has
talking
stadium
about?
Envy. It's not even close. I've been to Jerry World.
Right.
It is not even close to SoFi Stadium.
What are you talking about? Jerry World has unlimited parking.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
You can get anything you want there.
It's just a
stadium. It holds 100,000 people.
It's just a stadium.
It's great. It's great for football. I went to a basketball game there. It's fantastic.
It's generic stadium.
And what's SoFi? What makes SoFi, in your words, the greatest stadium ever?
How many times... What have you seen in SoFi?
Like, just
what
have football you actually games.
Okay, you've seen a football game.
Yeah.
I've seen concerts. I've seen football games. Right. The World Cup is coming. I mean, all this stuff.
Oh, no. The World Cup, they might lose the final.
The semifinal. They're not going to get the final.
Right, because it's not big enough.
Right. They're not going to get the final. The final's going to go to Dallas.
Because they have a nicer stadium in Dallas.
Yeah, exactly.
It fits
more people in Dallas.
It holds more people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, SoFi Stadium is by
but
no
it is
means
nicer overrated. Yeah, for $5 billion, that's what we're getting?
Jeez.
I can't.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You need to go there more.
Open
you
up the parking and it'll
more.
Be better.
What, I'm have reading, you been there one time?
I've been there three times. I'm reading a tweet. SoFi is terrible. Horrible parking and food. Amanda Brown.
Oh.
There you
Amanda
go.
Amanda Brown.
It's true.
Okay, so
she's right.
Wait a minute. So... Boss Amanda Brown, program director of 710 ESPN, the flagship radio station of the Los Angeles
Rams. Oh, you're going there.
Rams,
look what you're doing.
Is actually throwing down with SoFi Stadium and the Rams?
It has nothing to do with the Rams. It's the stadium.
We didn't say the team. We said the stadium.
It's owned by the Rams.
It may be owned by
the Rams.
Them.
Okay, own
even
SoFi
if you go to a
stadium.
Chargers game.
Now,
it's
here's
horrible.
Mace. Here's what
Chargers game is horrible no matter where. No, you're going to the same stadium. Same place. Play it, it's horrible.
Here's where I will agree with you.
Yeah.
The things that make SoFi terrible, and you're just a homer saying that it's not.
No, it's the best. Yeah,
you're
honestly,
just, you don't want to bite the hand that feeds
no,
you because
no.
Kevin Demoff gave you good seats.
Look, I bitched about Kevin and Steel and tearing down the franchise plenty.
Okay.
But the stadium is spectacular.
But here's where I'll meet you in the middle. All of the things that are wrong at SoFi, and despite what you say, there are tons of things wrong with it, are fixable. Now, there are some stadiums where those things are not fixable, but you can fix the food. You can fix the parking. You can fix how you get in and how you get out. But
let's be honest. The opening ceremonies of the 2028 Olympics are not accidentally at SoFi Stadium.
If I was running the Olympics, Casey Wasserman, are you listening? I would put the opening ceremonies in the Coliseum. Because
Coliseum, I mean, and again, I'm a USC guy.
Right.
I go to all the USC games. Coliseum's a dump.
Well,
an
here's,
absolute
here's
dump.
Why I would do it. History. They were the opening ceremonies were there in 32. They were there in 84.
It's a dump.
So is SoFi.
It's a dump.
It's a $5 billion dump.
You're calling SoFi a dump.
Yeah. It's a $5 billion dump.
Look, I'm a USC homer.
Yeah.
I'm a Rams homer. I'm sorry. The Coliseum is a dump.
Yeah.
And they even did a bunch of work over there. It's still a dump. And by the way, so is the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl is an absolute dump.
Give me $5 billion.
Cannot stand
I'll make
the
sure
Rose
the
Bowl.
Food's good and you can get in and out
exactly.
And the parking's great.
Unbelievable. I can't believe this is what I have to deal with here.
Yeah. Well, you're the only
Kev.
One. You're the only one that has your position. Oh, but there's four of us here, and three of us think the place
Who's
is overrated.
Who is at
well, I,
SoFi
I mentioned
Stadium
that, right?
The most.
I mentioned that at the beginning. But
I mean, I'm there for concerts. I saw the Foo Fighters. I mean, I'm there all the time.
Overrated.
And by the way, the other thing is
overrated.
Overrated. The other thing is in 5 years you won't drive to SoFi Stadium at all. You'll take
It'll
public
fly?
Transportation. No, you can go straight from the airport to SoFi Stadium.
Jetpack.
No, the entire train system is going to take you to
right,
the Coliseum,
that's true. That's
to
true.
SoFi Stadium. That's the way you'll get around. All right.
Here comes like tons of social media reaction. And by the way, if you're going to be our caller at 2:00, weigh in on this debate.
Oh,
here's Michael. Well, Michael's never been to SoFi Stadium.
No.
Yeah.
Looks good from the outside, though.
It's amazing on the inside.
I will say this. It's very cool to fly over. We flew over it the other day.
Yeah.
And you can see it from miles
super
away.
Super low to the ground.
And it's cool to see the Earth. Clippers Arena going up too next to it. It's really
the Clippers
cool.
Arena looks
Yeah. That's going to be amazing.
Like it's going to be spectacular.
And you know Obama's not going to experience any expense. Toilets.
Yeah.
Not going to experience
toilets!
This.
Toilets!
By the way,
toilets!
Mace.
Yes.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
In sports.
Okay. When you hit a name Ben Johnson, when you hit a name Lance Armstrong, what do you think of?
Yeah, it does be. He's right. Michael's right. It does become your legacy.
Yeah,
like Jose Altuve, if he goes on to have the greatest career ever statistically, he's the thing that follows him is don't rip my shirt open.
Although here's the thing, that was a single season in a whole career. Barry Bonds was season after season after season.
How do you
after
know?
Season.
Fair enough.
Because we read the book.
Okay.
Well,
it's called Game of Shadows. Yeah. It's written by Mark Fanarotta.
Does it make a difference to you that it's not season after season after season. It's 10 years into his career. Then it was season after season.
After season after season.
But if you take the first 10 years of his career before the steroids were invented, he would have been in the Hall of Fame.
But he's over 600 homer or whatever it is, over 700 homers.
763, I believe.
Over 700 homer. Without steroids, he doesn't get there.
There's a chance he might have. He could have played till he was 40. He was good as he... Okay, let's say he got to 687. I mean...
Without steroids, no.
You don't think so?
He was not the same power hitter in his first 10 years that he was in the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you actually... And open the... 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. Look at his first 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he had... He wasn't a prolific
power hitter. I think he had 300 home runs, didn't he? In his first 10 years? We'll look it up.
Look that up.
All right, give me my dollar.
Over?
Did Tiger miss the cut?
Well, he's going to.
No, he's right on the cut line.
He's at two plus two.
That's where the cut line is, plus two.
He's got four more holes to play. You know he's going to bogey him.
What are you talking about? He's not me.
You're
on a hot streak, though. If I have to pay you this dollar, that's at least three in a row, maybe four in a row.
Believe
for you.
Me, I'm sad. I wanted Tiger to make the cut, but you could tell his legs.
You're just a hater.
By the way, here's Bonds. 16 homers, 25 homers, 24 homers, 19 homers, 33 homers, 25 homers, 21 homers, 24 homers, 46 homers.
By the time
was the 46 with the Giants or the Pirates?
Giants.
So
what age was he when he hit 46?
He started taking the steroids when he got to San Francisco.
29.
He was just in his prime.
29. Then he goes 46, 42, 40, 49. And all of a sudden, there's an enormous leap.
He flipped the switch,
yeah,
Mace.
It was in his prime, Mace.
All right. 2 o'clock call of the day is coming up next. MT's hanging out. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Overrated. Overrated.